many successful people advise you to, you know, create a podcast. You know, whether thing of starting your own online business, maybe your podcast is just to market your small business or your online business. Maybe your podcast is just to, you know, sell your merchandise, you know, to get an opportunity to sell merchandise and make a lot of passive income through merchandise sales. Maybe you're just podcasting for a hobby. Whatever you're doing, you know, this can help you start an online business, because there are plenty of people who started podcasts, didn't expect it to succeed, but yet ended up succeeding, you know, because they were committed. You can never succeed with a podcast if you're not committed. If I stopped publishing episodes, I know that in my episodes or my podcast would never succeed if I didn't publish as many episodes as I could, you know, because everything depends on commitment. If you're not committed to what you're doing, then you're never going to succeed. You're never going to improve. Everything takes commitment. You need to be committed towards whatever you're choosing to achieve. You need to be committed towards your mission. What is your small business, or what is your business targeted on? Because there's too much competition. Amazon is your competition. Apple is your competition. You know, Facebook is your competition. It depends on what small, on what startup you're thinking of starting. You know, are you starting? Are you thinking of creating a? Are you thinking of creating a technology startup? You know, like Facebook or Uber. You know, maybe you're thinking of starting a you know, finance related startup. Whatever it is, guys, you need to have a mission. Is your mission to improve you know, the way money is managed? You know, if that's your mission, then I kind of suggest that you go for the finance, you know, companies. You know, think of starting a finance company, and looking at how technology has advanced, it would be a very smart decision, because now we have cryptocurrency like you know, Libra coin or Dogecoin or Bitcoin, you know. And since, you know, that's all in the finance niche, I kind of suggest that you go for it. If your mission is to, you know, control the way people handle their money, or to improve the way people spend money, I kind of suggest that you go for the finance niche, because not only can it make you rich, but it requires a lot of work. You know, so if you want to succeed, then you need to put in the work. You know, you can't just, you know, create an app that talks about finance, or create an app that manages people's finances and think that you're going to succeed. There's plenty of apps that do that. You know, there are plenty of apps that do the same thing. You know, the same goes for Bitcoin. Bitcoin has plenty of competitors. You know, has plenty of competitors like Dogecoin or Libra coin, you know, or Robinhood. You know, it has too many competitors right now. The same goes for the finance niche, like, you know, online payments, like payment methods like PayPal. PayPal has plenty of competition. Competitions like Stripe, you know, or Payoneer. You know, there's too much competition. Now, since there's so much competition in this world, how can you succeed? Provide something that not many of your competitors are willing to provide. For example, why Amazon is so successful? It isn't because of its products, no. It's because it always manages to keep its products safe. So when, you know, a customer buys a product, they are 100% assured that their products will come to them safely, you know, that they'll receive their products safely without any damage, you know, without any, you know, anything bad happening to the product. You know, that's why people love Amazon, because they can receive their products and can be 100% assured that it's going to, that products are safe. And they, and since Amazon provides something that not many online retail stores provide, like, for example, someone might go to Jet and then, you know, think of buying something, and then they see that there's some sort, you know, of problem with the product, then they never buy. But on Amazon, people, you know, the workers at Amazon make sure that the product is 100% quality, you know, or maybe the product is 100% safe to use. And plus, they make sure that when they deliver the product, it's 100% safe, you know, that no one can, you know, can steal your products, that the product goes exactly and directly to your exact home address or your location. and they make sure that the product is not damaged at all. They keep it safe, and they make sure that it's delivered directly to your home address. That's why people love Amazon, because they offer something that not many of their competitors can offer. They offer a wide assurance of protection on the products of the customer that the customer is buying. So what they are offering is actually protection and a safer way, you know, of receiving products. That's why people love Amazon, because they know that, you know, their products are safe and they won't get damaged once they finish ordering them. So okay, now we've talked about Amazon and why people love Amazon and why Amazon is dominating the market right now, you know, because they know that, you know, when people buy from Amazon, the customer, you know, will actually receive the product directly to their home address, knowing that it's 100% safe. There's no damage to the product whatsoever, you know, plus the products are 100% quality, you know. And the reason why, you know, reason number two why people love Amazon so much is because it offers an affiliate system. What's an affiliate system? An affiliate system is an opportunity for you as the customer, or for you as the user of Amazon, or anyone who is interested or on partnering with Amazon. You can actually partner with Amazon to sell their products. Yes, you make a small commission of 8%, you know, for each and every single sale, but you still have an opportunity to partner with the world's biggest retailers, Amazon. So that's the second reason why people love Amazon. Number one is because, you know, they have a very, you know, smart delivery, and they always protect the customer's products. They always find a way to make sure that the product is 100% safe from all harm, you know. Since they always find a way to protect the product from any damage or, you know, any theft, more people will keep on coming, you know, to Amazon, you know, using Amazon, because they trust it, because it was able to protect their products. It was able to deliver their products safely to their home address, and to make sure that there's no damage, and to make sure that, you know, no one sees the product, and to make sure that, you know, it actually goes directly to the address. And number two is because they have an affiliate program where they can sell, where you know, someone can actually partner with Amazon and sell their products. Suppose you love exercising, you can actually, you know, use your passion for exercising to partner with Amazon and sell some, you know, workout gear or some gym equipment, and then make $500, you know, because gym equipment costs about thousands of dollars on Amazon, meaning that you'll pretty much be making $500 per sale, you know. So that's the amazing part. You can actually partner with Amazon and make money, you know. So if you're not interested in buying from Amazon, you can pretty much partner with Amazon and make money. There are plenty of ways to make money with Amazon, you know. Amazon FBA, you know, Amazon Associates, you know, Amazon Kindle, where you can, you know, Kindle publishing, where you create and publish your own ebook. You know, Amazon does all of the work, you know, the publishing, the marketing of the ebook. All you're doing is just writing. You can pretty much pay someone else to do the writing for your ebook, but it depends. That's why people love Amazon. You can actually make money with Amazon, plus it's 100% simple and easy to do. If you're interested in selling an ebook, Amazon Kindle. If you're interested in, you know, selling products for Amazon, Amazon FBA, you can sell your own products to Amazon, you know. If you are interested in partnering with Amazon and selling some of their products and making a commission, then I kindly suggest that you go for Amazon Associates. I actually said Amazon Associates. So I was actually correcting myself by saying Amazon Associates. But guys, just send a voice message and tell me what's the best pronunciation of the word Amazon Associates. Okay? Good. So, like I was saying to you, the reason why people love Amazon is because it provides good customer care, you know, customer value, meaning that it satisfies the customer's demand. the demand for the customer's products to be safe, you know, from all harm, from all theft, from all damage. That's what they provide. They satisfy the needs and wants of the customer by making sure that when the product is being delivered, it's 100% safe from all harm, meaning that it goes directly to the customer's home address and makes and you know, once it reaches the home address, it is actually safe from all harm, you know, safe from all damage, meaning that, you know, Amazon finds a way to prevent it from, to prevent the, you know, the products from being damaged. Plus, it's a very fast delivery, you know. They offer a lot of amazing, plus they have a large selection of products, you know. So if you're not interested in buying that product, you'll end up wanting to buy another product. So there's a reason why people love Amazon. Number one is because of the customer care, you know, and satisfying the customer's demands. And the demands of the customer might be to receive their products without any damage, or to receive the products without anyone stealing any of their products, you know. That's the demand of the customer. They want to receive their products without any problems, you know, without any damage on the products that they bought, without any theft, you know, like without anyone stealing their products. Because someone might buy something from Amazon and then Amazon might end up, you know, delivering it to their home address, and then finding out that the person who bought it is not at all at home, it's somewhere else. So Amazon finds a way, you know, to make sure that, you know, that the product is not stolen or no damage happens to the products, you know. So that's why people love Amazon. It takes care of the product, you know, and it's 100% focused on keeping the products safe from all harm. Plus, you can pretty much make money with Amazon. So many people love doing that. So that's the reason why they love Amazon. You can make money with it. And the other reason is because Amazon has a wide selection of products. So if you are not interested in buying that product, you'll end up being interested in buying the other product, you know. Suppose you hate workout equipment but you want to lose some weight, then you see some workout pills on Amazon, you'll end up ignoring those gym, you know, equipment, and then going for that, you know, shortcut, which is the weight loss pills or the fat burners, right? And then you'll click and buy because it's a wide selection of workout equipment, a wide selection of, you know, weight loss equipment, you know. So since you don't like the gym equipment, you'll end up searching, and then voila, you find something that's way quicker and way simpler, which is the weight loss pills. So that's why people love Amazon. It has a wide range of products to choose from. If you don't like that product, you'll end up being interested in buying the other product. So that's what I suggest for you guys, you know, to actually determine how your business is going to succeed through offering a wide range of selections, you know, giving your customers a wide range of selections, you know, to pick from. Some goes for Google Podcast or any type of podcasting platform. The reason why they're so successful is because there's a wide selection of podcasts, a wide category of successful podcasts or beginner podcasts, you know. The same goes for YouTube. The reason why you love YouTube is because there's a wide selection of videos to choose from. You don't just have one. The same goes for Facebook. You have a wide selection of friends to add, you know. You have a wide selection of, you know, people to follow on Instagram. You have a wide selection of videos to watch from on TikTok. You have a wide selection of, you just have a wide selection. So if you're focusing on creating an online business, make sure that you have a wide selection. You know, maybe the selection might be your own products. Maybe you're selling products. Maybe you're selling other people's products. Make a selection. Don't just try to sell one product. Make it a selection, because the person who's trying to buy might see that he or she doesn't like that product, but they might like the other product, but you're not selling the other product, you're selling just one product. So they leave your website and then they'll never buy. But if you offer a wide range of products, they have a wide range of things to select from, you know. Maybe they might not like that content, but they'll like this content. Maybe they might not like that product, but they will like that product, because it's a wide selection, you know. And that's it for today. But this is just part one of why people buy and why you should start a podcast right here, right now. So guys, stay tuned, read the description to understand what this episode is all about. And like always, enjoy the vibes.